This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Israel's military said it was boosting its forces in the occupied West Bank a day after a Palestinian gunman shot dead 7 people on the outskirts of Jerusalem, and another shooting attack in the city on Saturday wounded 2 people. The attack comes towards the end of the month of growing confrontation and following an Israeli raid in the West Bank that killed 9 Palestinians, and cross-border fire between Israel and Gaza that heightened fears of a spiral in bloodshed. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
Anger and confusion in East Jerusalem after a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue during the Jewish Sabbath, leading to deaths and injuries. The 21-year-old gunman was found by police and shot and killed. It's the deadliest attack against Jewish Israelis in years, and it raises the prospect of more bloodshed. Earlier, Palestinian supporters had rallied in Jerusalem to protest the raid at the Jenin refugee camp that left 9 Palestinians dead. After the synagogue attack, Palestinians held celebrations in several locations across the Gaza Strip, handing out large trays of sweets to passersby. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni flew to Tripoli on Saturday, where she is expected to agree to a major gas deal aimed at boosting energy supplies to Europe, despite the insecurity and political chaos in the North African country. And retired NATO General Petro Pavel is expected to beat billionaire former Prime Minister Andrej Babiš as the polling ends in the Czech presidential runoff. This is VOA News. Protesters took to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and throughout the U.S. to demand justice for Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who died after 5 black police officers beat him during a traffic stop earlier this month. As protesters gathered ahead of the march, police released videos of the violent traffic stop. Nichols is seen being pummeled into submission while crying for his mother as the officers deliver kicks, punches, and baton blows. He died in the hospital 3 days after the January 7th encounter with the officers, who have been charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression, and also fired from their jobs. In remarks, the stepdad of Nichols, Rodney Wells, says protests are okay, but not violence.
We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests.
U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sadani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission that was months in the making. He gave the final approval this week following the recommendation of Austin and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, according to 2 officials who briefed reporters in the operations on the condition of anonymity. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, Vedant Patel, comments on the fatal shooting at the Azerbaijan embassy in Iran.
Broadly, what I want to say is that we express our condolences to the Azerbaijani Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the families of those hurt and killed in the attack of Azerbaijan's embassy in Tehran. U.S. condemns any form of violence and is committed to ensuring the safety and security of foreign diplomatic missions. While, as I said, the details of this incident are still emerging, what we are doing is we are calling on the Iranian authorities to investigate and to hold those responsible for the attack, hold them accountable.
And 2 Indian Air Force fighter jets crashed, killing 1 pilot in an apparent mid-air collision while on exercises south of the capital, New Delhi. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.